This is GQDN for Thursday, May 11th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and also by stackup.org. You know me as Joe, and today we talk about some sales that's going on, a little bit of Blizzard news, and that means the race to world first as well, and a game disappear. But today we begin with GameSub.com, and they are saying that EA's CEO, Andrew Wilson, did say that the industry will benefit from AI. So here's what he said in the EA Q4 earnings call via IGN, quote, "The fear of displacement of the workforce is something we read a lot and we talk a lot about. As we think about every revolution over the course of time, from the agricultural revolution to the industrial revolution and on, there's been a displacement of the workforce in the near term, and then meaningful increases in workforce opportunities over the longer term. Our hope is that AI represents the same opportunity, and we are working very closely inside our company to ensure that our people benefit in that way and actually facilitate to do more things. So in game development, you would imagine the velocity of content, creative iteration is going to be advantages greatly by having really smart content tools." That's what the COO, Laura Mail, did say. And she went further. "As we think about live game support, all scales, there's going to be some really great imaginary detection, issue detection, economic modeling that we're going to be able to apply as we continue to grow these connected ecosystems. We're pretty optimistic and excited about inspired. So we're pretty optimistic and excited and inspired about this new wave of AI. I'm only human, but they're talking about AI, so we shall see what happens. Obviously, we'll keep our eyes on it. Or human eyes, that is. But for all of you Switch fans, GameSpot's reporting that Sharp is making some displays for a new game console. And that does add some speculations for Switch too. So, the Sharp CEO, Robert Wu, did talk to BBN Bloomberg, and he said, quote, "I can't comment on any details regarding specific customers, but as to a new gaming console, we've been involved in its R&D. Interesting. So could this happen? Like I said, we'll keep an eye on it. Gilvan will probably want to talk about it Saturday. And, well, there's some other things going on too. Because Eurogamer.net did say that Fallout creator did reveal the purpose of the vault. So, this was on a YouTube channel, and Tim Kaine was on the YouTube channel, and what he said was, quote, "That's where the multiverse or the multi-generation comes in. So there's going to have food. We're gonna have to figure out how to grow plants really well in an enclosed environment. We also need water for them. We're going to have to make sure that water circulates well and get purified. We're also going to have to figure out how to store the crew. You know, we're going to have cryo chambers and see if we pull them out every few years if there's any freezer burn going on in there." He also said that, quote, "Every vault is in some sense of test, even if they were a control vault. I always thought the vault was made in Vault City, and Fallout 2 was a control vault. It was designed to do everything right. It opened after 10 years. Everybody came out. They had a working garden, an Eden creation kit, and everything worked." So indeed, it is a very interesting article and a very good video. Now we go to DualShockers, and what they say is that Sony did remove a game from the PlayStation Plus lineup. So what it is, the game is called Story of Seasons, Friends of Mineral Town, and that will not be included in PlayStation Plus. So that was going to be originally on the May 2023 lineup, going along with 22 other games. But that did not happen. And that too was spotted by Eurogamer. But if some things do not belong, then they have the right to pull the game themselves. It's not just them, it goes to Xbox too, and Nintendo. But let's get smarter. God, I need to get smarter, don't I? EsportsInsider.com did say that New Jersey Stockton University will be launching an esports management degree. So, yes, I did say that. So the Bachelor of Science in esports management degree will be offered through the university's School of Business, which is set to launch in autumn 23, so later this year. So it will have some business fundamentals, professional work experience, and a hands-on internship requirement, as well as some work placements opportunities, just for those who want to enter the industry. So here's what the school did say via Warren Clinsmith, that's the Dean of Business. Quote, as Stockton University has grown, so has its offerings related to hospitality, tourism, event management, and business studies. As a school, we strive to provide programming that is relevant and timely. This is one example of existing talent in our hospitality, tourism, and event management programming, seeing synergies between industries and building the necessary networks and curriculum to offer a highly competitive and academically rigorous degree. So this will be with open arms. Now we go back to Eurogamer, and they are saying that Humble Games will have a showcase next week. But what's going to be in the showcase? Well, maybe it could be Minko's Night Market, could be Stray Gods, but we'll see. In fact, at Play Humble Games did say on Twitter, arm yourselves and fortify your defenses for the horrors that reside within the mists that have begun their approach. The remnants of humanity, of civilization itself, are in your hands. Join us in lifting the fog of war on May 8th. Eerie. Well, what doesn't sound eerie? Kind of a dual article. We will begin with BlueNews.com, and they're saying that the preload to Diablo 4 Server Slam will begin the download today, because it is a hefty download, and that will be on all platforms that is available, Xbox, PlayStation, PC, and they could do the open beta. So if you have it on PC, you have to launch the Battle.net client, obviously, and then click on update for Diablo 4, okay? And that'll be on the game page. Now, if you have PlayStation and Xbox, just click on the game, download it, there you go. Now, Eurogamer did follow up with this, and they said that Blizzard did detail the Diablo 4 seasons and the Battle Pass and the shop. Well, that was on their YouTube channel, which I didn't get fully today, but very interesting content within that YouTube channel, because they're right, they did go over a lot of that stuff. So by all means, take a look. In fact, they did post the video up on their, so there it, that, go take a look at it. Now we get to the race to world first, and right now there are about 22 guilds that are now on the third boss in Mythic. Right now, according to Raider.io, Revolutionists are in first, Tony and Pro Skater is second, and Nerd Crew is third. That's the top three right now. Method is not there. Big Dumb Gaming is not there. Where could they be? Very, very. We'll keep you updated tomorrow as to where they're at. Pulling into the home stretch, because I got an email today, because that email says, you can buy tickets to Summer Game Fest. Well, you can buy tickets to Summer Game Fest. What could be there? A lot of different things. Some of the schedule is up, and that it basically starts at 3 p.m. on June 8th with Jeff Keighley, and it goes with the Day of the Devs. It starts at 5 p.m. and it goes through June 11th with the Xbox Showcase, and June 12th with Ubisoft Forward coming from L.A. And they did partner up with a lot of people. A lot of people. Keegley knows a lot of people within the gaming game. And last but not least, we do like sales. And once again, thank you, email. Go to the store.ubisoft.com and click on the sales, because there's a lot of Far Cry 6, Standard and Game of the Year Edition, Anno 1800, Tom Clancy's The Division 2. They're up to 80% off. Up to 80% off Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Standard Edition down to 15. The Crew 2 down to $5. And of course, some of the DLCs are on sale too. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Dawn of Ragnarok, Far Cry 6, Lost Virgin Worlds, Far Cry 6, Game of the Year Upgrade Pass, a lot of different stuff. Where you know that we're not on sale because we don't have anything to sell. You can find us at Group Quest. I'm at Joe Brums on Twitter. And you can find us all at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. See you tomorrow. More gaming news and a World of Warcraft update. Oh, boy.